Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself speaks of Lady Fatima alayhi salam several times in the Holy Quran. What does Allah want us to understand? How can such a young woman, born 600 years after Prophet Isa, be relevant to us today? Dr. Ali Shariati, in his book, Fatima is Fatima, asks an important question for the awakened woman. Who am I? To answer this burning question, I have three choices. The traditional woman, the modern woman, or Lady Fatima, alayhi salam. The traditional woman follows crooked and decaying traditions. The modern woman is shallow and unable to endure. Both of them can be molded and swayed. But who is Lady Fatima? Do I only know her from the day she's in her house, when her side was struck, causing Mohsen to be miscarried? Do I only know her daughter, Lady Zainab, from the day she leaves the tent to gather the bodies of the Shahada on the bloody plains of Karbala? My loving and eulogizing do not create my love for Allah. That only comes with knowledge. Lady Fatima's face has remained hidden behind our tears and lamentations. If her face was known to us, then my spirit and your spirit was known to us, then my spirit and your spirits would rise, and Rub and our Ummah would rise. It's true that crying for and visiting the Shahada's graves removes sins, but only if it influences your soul. When you know who they are, you will become inspired and develop a new set of values. You will kill your nafs, your sinful attitudes, and you will become more spiritual and sincere. You will undergo a revolutionary change. Maulana Bakri said, quote, Azadari motivates the mourners towards truth, justice, and equity, and compels them to reject and fight against tyranny, injustice, and inequity. As the great leader of the modern times, Imam Khomeini, once expressed it by saying, Ma her cheesy ki darim, as Hussein darim, meaning whatever we have today in Iran is because of Imam Hussein. Have our Muslim sisters today gone astray and fallen into corruption? I say they have not. Like Lady Fatima, alayhi salam, was in her youth, the young Muslims around the world realize their role. They understand what Imam Khomeini said. Islam doesn't want that women should be pawns or commodities at the hands of men. Islam wants to protect the personality of a woman and to see her as an important and active person. Throughout history, the young Muslims and their mothers often become strangers to each other. They're attached to two different social groups, histories, languages, visions. Their mothers try to preserve the old ways and think that anything that's changing is kuf. The young Muslims watch their mothers and they say, who am I? Who should I be? They do not want to become like them and surrender themselves to whatever was. The young Muslims do not want to be the weaker sex. They do not want to be that living piece of furniture in their father's or their husband's houses. They want to retain their family names. The young Muslims do not want to become what they see in the media and surrender themselves to whatever is. They do not want to be viewed as sex objects. They do not want to do men's jobs. They do not want to be commercial slaves. They understand Imam Khomeini when he said the duty of women is to perform their social and religious functions to maintain chastity and to be involved in social and political movements. He said, quote, only women from their laps can hand over to the society such human beings because of whom not only one society but many such societies can acquire unfaltering fighting spirit and towering human values. And he said, women's role is higher than that of man in the society. Imam Khomeini also said, I am observing amazing changes in the women's societies, which are far-reaching and wide compared to those of the societies of men. I feel proud of the respectable women who have nullified the devilish conspiracy hatched out by the despicable poets, writers, and organizations. Only in our history, our Islamic history, has such a family living under one roof existed. The father, Prophet Muhammad, the husband, Imam Ali, the wife, Lady Fatima, their sons, Hassan and Hussein, and their daughters, Zainab and Kulthum. Peace be upon them all. This is the family that has so much love, sincerity, faith, poetry, blood. The family with so much excitement, movement, courage, and virtues. Our Holy Prophet behaved towards his daughter in a truly revolutionary way. When he went on a journey, he had said goodbye to her last. And when he returned, she was the first person he sought out. Her house was next to his house, joined by a courtyard, their windows facing. Every morning the Prophet opened his window and greeted her. He kissed her face and hands. His loving behavior in the ignorant, oppressive environment where the female babies were buried alive opened the eyes of the people. His behavior taught the men to come down from their thrones, squash their pride and oppression, and bow their heads before a woman. It taught the women to put aside their feelings of inferiority and humility and to reach for glorious heights. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, once the messenger of Allah came to us while Lady Fatima was sitting near the pot, and I was cleaning some lentils. The Prophet said, listen to me, for I say not except the word of the Lord. There is not a man who helps his wife in her housework, except that with every hair on his body, a whole year of worship, during which he fasted the days and kept up the nights in prayer, is counted for him. The love Imam Ali and Lady Fatima alayhi salam had for each other may be too complicated to express in words. She was his friend, the one who listened to his secrets, his companion during loneliness, his refuge. The familiarity of their spirits, their firm belief in Allah, the difficulties they shared, the kindness they showed to others, and the responsibilities of freedom and justice bound them together in love unlike any other. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, quote, when I looked at her, depression and sadness would be removed from my heart. And Fatima was a flower from the flowers of heaven, whose fragrance perfumed my mind even after she had withered away. Lady Fatima alayhi salam was not someone who sat at home unaware of what was going on. She thought clearly and she understood. She grew up in the revolutionary spirit of Islam and in the political fire of her time. She is a Muslim woman, a woman whose purity did not prohibit her from social and political responsibility. She used to gather all the Muslimas and teach them Islam and the Hadith. She spoke out against injustice. She had the greatest responsibility in the history of freedom, jihad, and humanity. She is the link in the chain from the first prophet to the end of time, the link between prophecy and imamat. When her father left this world in the dark night, in mourning, sitting on a horse, led by her husband, Lady Fatima al-Islam, traveled through the dark, empty streets. She went to speak about the desires of the Prophet. She told of Imam Ali's worthiness, virtues, and superiorities. Lady Fatima al-Islam accompanied a group of women to the masjid when she heard of her father's inheritance being denied her. She began the lengthy political speech, the speech you should go and read in full, by saying, quote, "Praise be to Allah for that which He bestowed upon us, and thanks be to Him for all that which He inspired and commanded in His name which He provided, from prevalent favors which He created and abundant benefactions which He offered and perfect grants which He presented. Such benefactions that their number is much too plentiful to compute, bounties too vast to measure, their limit too distant to realize. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who is one without partner, He who cannot be perceived with vision, neither be described with tongues, nor can imagination surround His state. He originated things, but not from anything that existed before them, and created them without examples to follow. Rather, He created them with His might and dispersed them according to His will. Not for a need did He create them, nor for a benefit for Him did He shape them, but to establish His wisdom, bring attention to His obedience, manifest His might, lead His creatures to humbly venerate Him, and to exalt His decrees. He then made the reward for His obedience and punishment for His disobedience, so as to protect His creatures from His wrath and amass them into His paradise. Ayatollah Fadlullah, speaking on Lady Fatima al-Islam's birthday, spoke about the family's secret. Quote, "Live, strive, and die for the sake of Allah. And this is what we should do if we want to follow them." She was the worshiper, the honest, truthful believer. She was both a religious scholar and a firm militant for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who defended her husband's right not because of her relation to him, but because he was her imam and the one who Prophet Muhammad appointed to succeed him. End quote. Lady Fatima, in her will, asked Imam Ali, quote, "I ask you not to let anyone who did injustice to me to witness my funeral, for they certainly are enemies of mine and the enemy of Allah's Messenger. Also, don't give them the chance to pray over me, nor to any of their followers. Bury me at night when eyes are rested and sight is put to sleep." Imam Ali left now with four small children, the oldest being only seven. At her graveside cried, "O Prophet of Allah, peace be upon you from me and from your daughter who has come to you and who has hastened to meet you. O Prophet of Allah, my patience about your chosen daughter has been exhausted and my power of endurance has weakened, except that I have ground for consolation in having endured the great hardship and heart-rending event of your separation. Verily we are Allah's, and verily unto Him shall we return." What can we learn from this 18-year-old woman? A woman who is protected from hell along with her followers. An honest, blessed, pure, chaste, grateful, satisfied, pleasing, favored, sympathetic, patient, learned, splendid, luminous human being. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "When Lady Fatima prayed, she shined for the heavens as the stars shine for the people on earth." Her father said, "My angels look at my servant Fatima, who is the mistress of all my female servants, keeping up prayers before me. Her limbs shake from fear of me, and she worships me wholeheartedly." It would be amiss of me, an American, not to connect Our Lady Fatima alayhi salam to the events of today. What would Lady Fatima have said when she heard of the U.S. President's message to the great nation of the Islamic Republic on Nowruz? Would she have asked how he could congratulate Iran on the first day of spring while hurling accusations against them of terrorism and nuclear bombs? Would she have advised him that, quote, change means giving up your satanic, coercive, and aggressive ways and instead adopting more human morals, as recently re-elected Iranian President Ahmadinejad said? Would she have stood with a clenched fist or opened her hand to reach for the velvet glove and receive more humiliation and insults? Would she have forgotten history and forgiven her enemies and opened her door to be assaulted and crushed once more? Did she not understand Allah's words? Quote, in their histories, there is certainly a lesson for men of understanding. It is not a narrative which could be forged, but a verification of what is before it and a distinct explanation of all things and a guide and a mercy to a people who believe. Surah 12:111. What would Lady Fatima alayhi salam have said when she heard of the U.S. President's words to the Muslim world on the 20th anniversary of our great Imam Khomeini's death? Would she have reminded the U.S. President that they also waged an eight-year-long war against the Islamic nation by supporting the same Saddam whom they later found hiding out in a hole? They continued to kill innocent civilians in Afghanistan and Iraq in a false reaction to 9/11 and as a pretext to stage revengeful wars like in the backward times. They continue to support Israeli aggression, oppression, and genocide against the people of Lebanon and Palestine. And they defended, and he defended, the atrocious, quote, 22-day-long massacre of hundreds of Palestinian men, women, and children, the impaling of infants, the bombing of schools and mosques, the use of phosphorus bombs, following an almost two-year-long blockade on supplies of food, medicine, fuel, and other essentials while he was campaigning for change? Would she have said, quote, Israel does whatever evil she likes. What are you going to do about it? Will you answer this, Mr. Obama? As Ayatollah Jannati told Juma worshippers the day after that lecture to us, would she have exclaimed, quote, we have witnessed that despite every nice word he said towards Arabs and Muslims or Islam, he is still committed to the unbreakable bond towards the Zionist entity, as Ayatollah Fadullah said. Would she have advised the American president that he has the power to end the Israeli occupation right now by withdrawing the $30 billion a year in American taxpayers' dollars and give it instead to his own people to help them obtain education, work, and health insurance? Would she have understood that, quote, America wants to take a different avenue to bring the world under its control? As Hojatul Islam al-Sadr said, would she have understood that the Western world had softened its tone because of Islamic resistance and awakening, as Imam Khamenei said? Did she not know the words of Allah? Quote, O you who believe, take not for intimate friends others than your own people. They spare no pains to cause you loss. They love that which distresses you. Vehement hatred has already appeared from out of their mouths, and that which their hearts conceal is greater still. Indeed, we have made the messages clear to you if you understand. Lo, you are they who will love them, while they love you not, and you believe in the book, the whole of it. And when they meet you, they say, we believe. And when they are alone, they bite their fingertips in rage against you. Sir 3117118. I believe that Lady Fatima al-Islam would stand up for truth and justice, be abreast of the political scene, understand the lies and propaganda, see through the hypocrisy of double talk and flowery rhetoric, and understand the treachery of those who mix up truth and falsehood. She would know the words of Allah. Quote, and there are some people who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, and they are not believers. They seek to deceive Allah and those who believe, and they deceive only themselves, and they perceive not. In their hearts is a disease. So Allah increased their disease, and for them is a painful chastisement because they lie. And when it is said to them, make not mischief in the land, they say, we are but peacemakers. Now surely they are the mischief makers, but they perceive not. And when it is said to them, believe as the people believe, they say, shall we believe as the fools believe? Now surely they are the fools, but they know not. And when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. And when they are alone with their devils, they say, surely we are with you, we were only mocking. Allah will pay them back their mockery, and he leaves them alone in their inordinacy, blindly wandering on. Surah 2:8-15. Lady Fatima a.s. would not be swayed as a traditional woman might by hearing scripture and seeing the Holy Quran held high on a stick. She would not be charmed like a modern woman might by lovely words from the mouth of a handsome and powerful man. She would not trust the honey-sweet speeches and slogans and say, let's forgive and forget, let's change and move on. She would demand an apology and expect actions, not words. Imam Khomeini said, quote, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam is the manifestation of all dimensions that could be imagined for a woman or for a human being. She has not been an ordinary woman, but a spiritual and celestial lady, and a representation of perfect humanity, the real meaning of a perfect lady, and the ultimate example of an ideal human being. She is a heavenly creature who has appeared in this world in the form of a human being. All that could be imagined with regard to mankind's excellence is crystallized in the character of Our Lady Fatima. Had she been a man, she would have ascended the position of the messenger of Allah. Spirituality, celestial qualities, heavenly moralities, and divine manifestations have been developed in the personality of Lady Fatima, a perfect human being. End quote. Lady Fatima, alayhi salam, is the reflection of Allah's feminine qualities. She translates her profound Islamic knowledge into practical life. She is our symbol of an enlightened human being, daughter, wife, mother, warrior, imam, guide, love, and transformation. The greatest honor I have is that I have chosen Lady Fatima, alayhi salam, even though I may suffer because of this choice. I have not chosen the traditional nor the modern way. I have chosen the Islamic revolutionary way. I know that she was not simply a daughter, a wife, a mother. And I am not just a daughter, a wife, a mother. I am a responsible militant woman, loving her and following in her footsteps towards Allah, inshallah. It is your choice also, so choose wisely.